Fellow Christians, D'Alton, the old ones, you are so young. And the envy of people of our generation. So young, but you are here. The lowest point of the school term, returning from Christmas to classes on the campus, the dormitory, and all of that. And this gospel lesson thrusts you right in the company of Simeon and Anna, she in her mid-80s, and he presumed aged, seeing death not just yet. Can these old ones be the jump start we need for the first day of classes in the new year? Can Simeon and Anna point us to a secure and stable life with God in 2006? Not for their wisdom and not for their many years, surely, but for the reason of the Holy Spirit, Luke informs us. We listen to Simeon and Anna. A first hermeneutical principle, you know, is to watch where and how the Spirit of God is working. The apostles, and here St. Luke, were extra careful about this. Mary, the Spirit was with her, with Elizabeth, with Zechariah, and stirring Simeon in whatever humble quarters he lived, got him out on the street for something special in the temple that day, and as he's walking down the street, can't you just hear him reciting in his own mind those words from Isaiah? The Wonderful One, the Almighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Counselor, and so on. And he arrives at the temple, and he speaks with words from the Spirit. And you and I join this little conclave in some area of the temple complex. Simeon and Anna and the Holy Family by the Spirit. Not just anywhere, not out on the street or in the mall. Our meeting is in the temple, the site where pious Israel believed over the centuries that God was present with his people. The question is, are we the likes to be comfortable in his presence? Don't you have just a second thought when you enter the doors of St. Timothy and St. Titus Chapel? At least now and then, a twinge of conscience? Do I, the likes of one like me, belong here? We just shared in many congregations the 90th Psalm at New Year. For we are consumed by thy anger, by thy wrath are we overwhelmed. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins, in the light of thy countenance. New Year's resolutions aside, except for a spectacular intervention, we can expect to be not better persons at the end of 2006, but worse. The law of God punctures and dispels that illusion that we can resolve to be better people over the course of the new year than we've been in the past. It's nonsense. Not better, but worse. More irritable, more devious, more scheming, more greedy, more arrogant, more slothful, more despicable in the eyes of the Holy God. That's our fate for 2006, except for a spectacular intervention. Yes, except for that intervention adding to our life a new year of months and weeks and days merely compounds sin. But Lord, it is good to be here in your presence because of the gift of your Son, the child, the Christ child, presented at the temple by his parents according to the law, the child recently undergone the rite of circumcision. For what it takes for us to be here in the presence is the sharp blade of a heavy knife put to that tender little body, strong hands holding down his infant torso, little legs kicking furiously, arms thrashing, and from his tiny lungs such huge bellowing and crying to wake the neighborhood. The child, all bleeding and bloody, his cries echoing down the years to a place known as Golgotha, and more well known as a cross, his pain and agony the more excruciating, he is heard to shout, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And all of that for us. His suffering and agony in his body, bearing away our sins so that we may this new year come into the presence of the holy God with confidence for the sake of his blood and righteousness. And that's a very special kind of security, is it not? And so we joined that little conclave in the temple, and the elderly man Simeon grabs the child and holds him up. Oh, Simeon, your arms are tired, but hold tightly to the child. And yes, Simeon, in your old scratchy voice, you sing that canticle. Sing for joy, yours and ours, that this child you hold brings salvation to Gentiles and Israel, to all people, to us too. And then Simeon bless Mary and Joseph. That's beautiful. But what are your added sayings, Simeon, that this child, the little Lord Jesus, will be for a sign spoken against, for the fall and rising of many in Israel, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed, and such happenings like a sword, bringing hurt, deep hurt, to his mother Mary. Now, all of that came to pass in our Lord's life and ministry, culminating in his death on the cross. But our fear is that your words, old Simeon, depict much that is unfolding before our eyes this recent season. The Christ, a sign spoken against. God with us. So many in our culture would just as soon not have God around at all. And they're rather articulate in that persuasion. Our Lord's birth, to say the least, is something very controversial. Witness the debate over Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas. Hosts for the tree lighting ceremony in Rockefeller Plaza in New York, quite in denial that it is a Christmas tree, countered on the other side, however, by a minority of media celebs. In particular, one KMOX talk show personality, Doug McClellan, who concluded his pre-Christmas show with, though it's politically incorrect, I say to one and all, Merry Christmas. When our Lord is here, the true God-man, the hearts of many indeed are revealed. And Simeon's quite direct, is he not? The Christ child, the Lord Jesus, is set for the fall and rise of many in Israel. Did you catch that phrase, in Israel? Is Simeon serious? It could be that he was thinking about a certain ambivalence, a certain hesitance, and even a certain amount of cowardice right here within the new Israel, the Christian camp. Has the put down of Christmas in the public square intimidated Christians? How did you reply to the cashier in the Galleria who handed your purchase with the receipt and happy holidays? Driving one evening between Christmas and New Year, my wife and I went the distance from University City North right through central St. Louis County to Webster Groves. And we observed the dwindling number of nativity scenes, but more important, how those that were there were positioned on this yard and this piece of property. Very interesting. Three modes, I suggest. The first, the creche on some lawns, was recessed in a distance from the street and usually overwhelmed by the hyper Santa Claus or snowman, the reindeers, and all of that. The second mode, like a church in our community, the nativity scene set behind a huge electric sign and way back to the wall, quite out of the way, you see. And third, in a few instances, the newborn Savior was set right up front, unmistakable to passersby. And I hope that our good president and his wife will have the lights on tonight for you to see how prominent the Christ is to the fore on the lawn of number one North Seminary Terrace, which is an example for all of us, which is to plead, following another celebration of the Incarnation. Is Jesus recessed? Is he deprioritized? Is he hidden in the background? Or is Jesus boldly out in front in your life and my life? Do we know that kind of stability so needed for the new year and certainly for the long-term eternity? Now, don't answer. Don't even try. Don't speak, just watch and listen. Watch. Back to Luke chapter 2. Watch. See her pushing her way among the bystanders, this gnarled old lady. Get out of her way, but do not go away until this elderly lady speaks of him, the Christ child, to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. How refreshing, how exhilarating. Vocal, outspoken old Anna, pressing, pushing forward, the text indicates, to speak a word not to be denied. And a word for us at Concordia Seminary. Anna is saying, Jesus Christ is all in all, the Alpha and the Omega, to borrow a phrase from St. John. Simeon spoke of departing in peace, having seen the Christ child. Little footnote, departing. The term really means being loosed, freed up, baptized as you and I are privileged by the grace of God to be into this Christ, extolled and praised by old Simeon and old Anna. We are loosed and we are free, fit back into God's creation where he intended us to be, securely in him who is both Redeemer and himself Creator, Colossians 1, confident that even if Iraq, tsunami, Katrina should be par for the future, as they were devastating in the past, still the new year, come what may, for the reason of God's great love, our lives and our existence are safely hid with him through Christ, and he keeps us for himself for all eternal ages. This is the stability we have in a frightfully unstable time and world. You are so young, and yet not too young to think about these things. When the grave digger returned to my office at St. John's Ellisville to report that all was prepared for burial of a Christian on the church cemetery, more often than not, he would say, "You know, Pastor, the old must die, the young may." And what shall we say to that? Simply this, that whether you are younger, so very young, or older, even very old, the Christ child delivered to our hearts by the Holy Spirit in the company of those special persons, the Holy Family, Simeon and Anna, is a reason for you and I to greet one another with a belated but sincere and very much assured Happy New Year. Amen. Let us pray.